The music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this very fine Wednesday evening? It's 5 o'clock. It's not evening, is it? It's actually the afternoon, Willie T.
It is late afternoon.
I know. It's taking me a while to get used to this new time slot, like 5 till 7 rather than 6 till 8. But anyway, it's working.
It is.
Are you enjoying the early start?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah. Makes for a fun afternoon anyway. Fun afternoon, half fun evening.
That's right.
Hey. So, if you've just tuned in, I've nearly forgot what I was going to say then. That's why I laughed. But if you've just tuned in, you have tuned in at exactly the right time. This is Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station.
The Gem of the Wood Sunday.
Indeed it is. And have you had a good week so far, Willie T?
I have.
Yeah, anything to report on?
Oh, I've just been making noise in the studio at home.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a good show lined up for later?
I've got a ripper show.
Very good.
Ripper show.
Very good.
Couple of Willies on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see it. All queued up. We're ready to go after my show. Hey, I've got an interesting artist that I'll be chatting to a bit later on.
Kamal.
No, I've got Billy Gudgeon. Talking, I'll be talking to him, and we'll be listening to his new single, which is Bigger Days. Where is it? Sorry, before I stuff the name up, I've got it here. How can I not see it?
Preparation.
There it is.
Key,
Bigger Rocky. Days, Better Nights. I thought that's what it was, yeah. So it's a great song, but I can't wait to catch up with him. Always interesting stories, isn't it, when we chat to...
It is.
Artists?
Have you spoken to him before?
I don't think so.
Still haven't started that spreadsheet.
No, I haven't. I'll have to. I will check, actually. As we're talking now, I'll be able to see. No, I have not spoken to him because I've got no other songs from him.
There you go.
But I can usually if, you know. Yes. Like, I know next week we're talking to Tanya Nickerman, and yes, I played quite a lot of her songs the last time I had her on, so it'll be good to catch up with her again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So, great artist to catch up with, great music. Tonight I was going to go with artists from the 80s, but I actually got sick of doing that.
Not fair enough.
And I looked up. I actually looked up what was in the 80s, and it didn't have anything that I really, again, it skipped over the people that I really like. Like, they've got here Alabama, George Strait, Reba McEntire, Randy Travis, and Dolly Parton. And other dominant acts included Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson, The Judds, Hank Williams Jr., and Ricky Skaggs. Like, I don't know who Ricky Skaggs is, do you?
Boz's son? No, I don't know.
No, well, it's spelt differently to Boz Skaggs. Yeah, but what was even more disturbing was the top country artists of the 1980s was a decade marked by urban cowboy pop country and a neo-traditionalist revival led by those artists.
Yeah, you've watched...
I know, and that was going to bring me to our next subject, that movie, Urban Cowboy. I'd never seen it, but it was so bizarre because it centred on John Travolta's obsession with a mechanical bull. Didn't it?
You wouldn't have picked that after Saturday night.
Well, don't you think that was odd? I didn't realise it was all about him and his obsession about riding that mechanical bull.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. The whole movie was about him and him getting into fights with the other dude.
That's right. Punch on.
But they weren't even... I don't think I saw a real horse that whole movie. It was all centred on that. On that mechanical bull.
That's why it's Urban Cowboy.
Oh, that's right. See? You need to take note of the actual...
Sometimes you can judge a movie by its title.
You can. In this case, it was all there in two simple words, Urban Cowboy.
That's it.
Anyway.
And it did really push country music from the fringes to the mainstream.
Yes.
If not... America in Australia.
Mm. Well, anyway, so I've got some music, but otherwise I've just gone ahead and
picked whatever
I've liked. I've done eight artists by four songs. I mean, I quite like doing that at the moment, so I've stuck with that little
format.
And if you don't like it, I guess people can tune out, right?
Just bide your time and wait for the blues.
That's right. Hey, Willie T.
Scream and lead breaks.
We've got some other exciting news on Friday. Friday's the 1st of May, and guess what? We are starting the new competition, the new Listen and Win comp.
Oh, right. What's that all about?
Well, we've actually got going back to our roots, and just we'll be each reading out a secret word for our show, and all you have to do is text in.
Oh, people really dug that.
Yeah. So we hope that you enjoy, and we've got a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a merch pack from Gem FM.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah, it's a good prize and a fun comp. Not that the other one wasn't fun. I think it was maybe a bit too hard. I could never get the number of marbles that Sam had set out in that competition. Hey, anyway,
I think she might have put some effects on like delay or reverb. So one bounce turned into five.
Yeah,
no, only kidding.
Well, that would have been your fault.
Yeah. I'm thinking, hang on, I know the sound engineer.
Yeah.
Oops, it was me.
Yeah. And, hey, Willie T, we might get started with some music, but before we do, I'm actually starting this off with One Day at a Time. And the reason I'm playing that is because I heard it today. We went to Brian Winterburn's funeral today. Brian was the president of Gem FM and one of the founders of Gem FM. So this one's
an absolute driving force.
Yeah, absolutely. Visionary, yes. You name it. He got the whole station started, and here we still are.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you. This one's for you, One Day at a Time. Great song.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Lord, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked amongst men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Lord, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. As often as I could have, maybe I didn't treat you quite as well as I should have. If I made you feel second best, boy, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. You were always on my mind.
had a style, and so I came to see him to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. And then he looked right through me as if I wasn't there. But he was there, the stranger, singing clear and loud, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
And you're listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM. And that was a bit of Anne Murray, Gilly Me Softly with his song.
That's right.
And we were just having a bit of a discussion there while Anne was singing that all she does is sing a whole stack of cover songs, but she does it really well. And I was just saying to Willie T that if I was interested in becoming a star, I'd probably do a knockoff of some song first, one of my favourites, do a cover, and then maybe whip in one that I'd written and follow it up with another two covers.
Yeah.
Right? And it wouldn't matter if you made money on the first one, right? Because you just want to get your interpretation out there, right?
That's right.
Hmm. Anyway, what does everyone else think? And we were just saying that Elvis Presley, he never wrote a song in his life.
No.
He just sang other people's music.
Yeah. But he could sing the phone book and make it sound.
Yeah. But, I mean, you'd have to be talented somehow, right? Like, I'm obviously not talented at singing or writing, so I wouldn't be doing any of that. But if I did...
But you have the passion.
That's right. No? That's right. All you need is the passion.
See.
Right? And who else? The Beatles, not the Rolling Stones. Their first song was written by the Beatles?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, God. Are you serious? You gave me that bit of information and you didn't even know the song.
Just stranded. Yeah, and then after that, their manager at the time, Andrew Lou Goldman, basically locked Mick and Keith in the room and said, I'm not letting you out until you write your own song.
Wow. Yeah. And they were able to write one.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Can't remember which one that was.
Well, you have to do a bit of research, right? So that was Anne Murray doing Killing Me Softly with his song, Daydream Believer. That was the Monkees.
Yeah.
Killing Me Softly was done by the Fugees. That's the one I'm familiar with. And who else was it?
Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack, that's right. Always On My Mind. lots of people have covered that.
Elvis included.
Elvis included, yep.
Willie.
Willie Nelson. Everyone has covered that song, so they all do good jobs.
They do.
Yeah. I don't mind Anne Murray. I like Anne Murray.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, she interprets them.
Yeah, she does. She definitely does, Willie T. All right, I'm going to tell everyone about the Wongaratta Bowls Club.
Oh, ripper.
And it starts tomorrow. That's Thursday's is tomorrow. Friday is the 1st of May, right? So the Wongaratta Bowls Club is starting its winter bingo.
How do you say that again? The Wongaratta Bowls Club.
Wongaratta Bowls Club.
Ripper.
Yeah. Can you say it that fast? The Wongaratta Bowls Club.
Absolutely. Wongaratta Bowls Club.
Wongaratta Bowls Club. Friday morning, 9:30 a.m. There's winter bingo. So it starts.
Is that
May.
Barefoot bingo?
No. No. Well, you can make it barefoot if you want. Right? And go for a walk out on the bowl, on the lawn while you're playing bingo, just so you can feel the grass between your feet, between your toes.
That's right.
Yeah. But guess what, Willie T? They've got huge bingo payouts, huge jackpots, huge raffles, and lots of lucky tickets.
Oh.
And guess what? There's a free morning tea when you go. So how cool is that? So make sure you roll up there on Friday the 1st of May and join in the fun.
Oh.
And where is it? At the Wongaratta Bowls Club at 14 Maruna Street. Queen's Beach.
I reckon there'll be some ice bobos involved.
I think so. Yum. What's your favourite? Have we had this discussion? Your favourite Arnott's biscuit?
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams, that's right. Right. And I was saying, no, it's not. It's those raspberry tartlet things. Raspberry shortcakes.
I think I could scarf down we've already, pack into them.
We've already had. I've had deja vu then. Anyway.
Deja vu all over again.
Yes. Okay, we're going to keep going with some more music. I hope you're enjoying it. If you're not, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe I will make you so angry that someone out there will text me and say, this is absolute you know what word I was going to say there? Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, I've got a bit of Ringo Starr.
Oh.
I haven't played this in ages, but this is from his country albums. His new release one.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. When the day is through,
heaven walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Yet to be. me to branches of one tree. Face the setting sun.
And that was a bit of Ringo Starr, Grow Old With Me, Willie T.
Richard Starkey.
And before that, Easy For Me. And then With A Little Help From My Friends. That was a special request from Willie T.
It was.
Because he said it sounds a bit country. Well, it is country. Is that what you're saying? It was a country song?
Oh, it's got a country vibe. It's yeah. More middle of the road, but, you know, like...
if we say it's country, it's country.
That's it.
That's right. So, yeah, don't
mess with
with us. Yeah, that's right. Don't mess with country rocks.
she knows.
Yes, that's right. If you have tuned in and you're wondering who these people are speaking tonight, it's me, Roxy, and Willie T.
G'day.
Up to our shenanigans here on Country Rocks, playing everything country tonight.
Absolutely.
But just playing around with different music. I have a habit of playing the same stuff all the time. Tonight's no different. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I love it. And I think the people tune in to hear the stuff that I play. If you're going to listen to country, you may as well listen to the stuff that you enjoy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, we shall see. No one's texted in to say they're really hating the show, right?
And that's proof.
That's proof that no one loves it. Otherwise, you know, what? I can't react if I don't hear anything from anyone, can I?
That's right.
So if you have got remarks or critiques, you are most welcome to text in. On what is it? 0484 510 152. Say it again, Willie T.
0484 510 152.
Very good. Now, before we get back to the music, I'm going to tell you a bit more about what's happening around Bowen. We've got the Volunteer Week, celebrating Volunteer Week at the community markets coming up in May. We're going to be there, Willie T, at the markets, because we're a volunteer group. We're all volunteers at GemFM, aren't we?
Yep.
That's right. So it's just about celebrating all volunteers and what they do. and volunteer organisations. A lot of them will be present at the markets to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. So if you've ever considered volunteering, this is the perfect place to explore your options. So you can speak with representatives, ask questions of Willie T, and find out how you can make a difference. And the expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive non-profit pop-up booths. You say it. Non-profit pop-up booths.
Yep.
And interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So come on along on Sunday the 24th of May. And who knows, you may just find a cause that truly resonates with you. Would you volunteer anywhere else?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
Don't know. I'll have to go to the volunteer expo and have a look around.
That's right. Well, there's a stack to volunteer at.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, so... Yes, so the Gem FM crew will be there. You can ask us anything. Well, if you've got any questions, you can ask us now if you like.
Hey.
Right? There's no, you don't have to wait for the expo. We're here. We'd love to hear from you, right? Yes, we would. Okay, next up.
Ping, ping.
Yeah, there's no pinging. No pinging tonight. It'll all start on Friday.
It will.
There'll be a ping-a-thong.
Oh.
Ping-a-thon. Ping-a-thon, yes, a ping-a-thon.
Deafened by the sound of pings.
Because guess what? We're starting our Listen and Win comp on Friday on the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday show with me, Roxy. Woohoo!
Well, are the announcers still banned?
Yeah, of course. Of course they are. Gosh, what a stupid question, Willie T. That's so stupid. Anyway. Hey, we're going to keep going with some more music.
Yes, we do.
Guess who this is? I love, love, love her.
Dolly.
Dolly, 9 to 5. Woohoo!
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts chomping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. And shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They must use your mind. Thank you.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
And here you come again, poppity. Yes. That was a bit of Dolly Parton.
It was.
Yes. So that was Here You Come Again, Coat of Many Colours, Jolene, and 9 to 5. I've called you by the name that I call you. I hope no one listened to it. Do you reckon they have? Now they know. Oh, well. That's okay. I've spoilt your, I've blown your cover.
Oh.
Oh, look, no one listens anyway, right?
They do. Now that'll get the phone pinging.
Yeah, so 9 to 5, Jolene, Coat of Many Colours. I could have played so many more Dolly songs, but I did not. A lot of restraint was shown tonight. Yeah, anyway. How are you going out there, Bowen? Are you enjoying the show or not? Love to hear from you. 0484 510 152. Hey, you know, I've been talking about the Ellie Beach Festival of Music, which is fast approaching. And guess what? They now have a competition.
Oh, look out.
Yes. So you can win the ultimate music holiday. So I'm going to tell everyone about it because you need to get in there and start entering because Gem FM sponsor Airlie Beach Festival of Music announces Party in Paradise package prize.
All the peas.
All the peas. Right? Party in Paradise. How cool is that? So this exclusive prize is valued at over $5,000. Oh. That's massive.
Yeah.
And it includes 2 VIP festival passes. Right?
Really?
5 nights in a Waterview Queen room at Heart Hotel. So this includes a comm as well.
Wow.
That's fantastic, isn't it? 2 by ocean rafting tours comprising scenic flights over the Heart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips. Daily breakfasts at the deck. And a seafood platter for 2 at the Northerlies Beach Bar and Grill.
Oh
my God.
That appeals to me.
Yeah, and we can't even enter. Oh, my God. So to enter, simply go to the festival website and subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter before entries close at midnight on Sunday, the May 17th. So you really got to get into it quick.
Oh, wow.
You got to get, better be quick. Because, it's May starts on Friday. So if you're already subscribed, just update your details in their new categories for phone numbers and postcodes and you'll go in the draw too. So lastly, if you've already bought tickets, you can still enter. And if you're lucky enough to win, those purchased tickets can be refunded or legitimately transferred. So there you go. They've thought of everything.
Cool.
That's
really
good.
Looked after people.
Yeah. And the winner will be contacted by festival organisers on Monday, May the 18th. So, get in there and do it. Like, that's a great prize, isn't it? 2 VIP festival passes, 5 nights in a Waterview Queen Room at Heart Hotel, 2 ocean rafting tours, which include scenic flights over Heart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips, daily breakfast at the deck, and this is my mouth watering, a seafood platter for 2 at the Northerlies Beach Bar and Grill. Nice. Wow, that is definitely the ultimate music holiday.
Yeah, you'd wonder if they're pushing that down south. Because all you need is plane flights and, your comms
paid. Yeah, that's worth it. That would be worth it.
Yeah, that's a ripper prize.
Yeah, also.
It plugs anything that Byron Bay ever did.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And,
Byron Bay's in New South Wales, so.
Yeah, no.
No,
we should support what I'm saying. Like, look how many of these festivals are collapsing. We need to get behind.
Absolutely.
Get behind it.
It's an idyllic spot for a mega gig like that.
That's right.
And the way the whole town gets involved, I reckon it's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to keep going with some more music. You are going to not like me very much now when I tell you who's coming up next.
Not your friend Keith Urban.
No.
No, this is a Keith Urban.
No, I've actually, really. I haven't played this for a long time. Like, I don't think I've ever played it ever again. It's Beyonce. I decided I better get, I mean, she did that one country album, right?
Yeah,
so
country with a hip hop beat. Yeah.
She was all dressed up. So she was dressed up in a country outfit. So we may as well just.
What do you mean? Her hot pants had fringes.
And she had a white cowboy hat
oh,
on.
Oh, there you go.
So that's it. But anyway, why not? We'll listen to a bit of Beyonce. What do you reckon, Willie T?
Right.
This is.
To add.
Yep, sorry, I blocked you out then.
You did?
Without,
you,
yeah.
Did you think I was going to say something?
I was censoring.
Something naughty about
Beyonce. I was censoring your speech then. Anyway, here it is. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
Yippee-ki-yay.
This ain't Texas. Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Ones. I don't fellowship with these fake ones. So let's travel to white chapels and sing hymns, whole rosaries, sing and sing glad symphonies. Cleanse me, Holy Trinity, from this marijuana smoke smell in my head. Say I'm nothing like my father, but I'm the furthest thing from choir boys and altars. Double cross me, I'm just like my father. I am colder than Titanic water. My name.
So I laugh and I lie and coyote's crying. Time moves quickly and so do I, so do I. So I'll say my goodbye. Cause time heals everything. I don't need anything. Hallelujah. I pray.
Sorry, I nearly missed that, but I got this hilarious text which I have to share, and it's from Sally and Steve, and I have to agree with you. She said, "G'day, Roxy and Willie T. This is absolute." The word begins with S, so right. And ends with T. So. Good on you, both of you. Yeah, totally agree. I put it out there and we got a response. Excellent. Thanks, guys. I was getting worried there could be people out there actually liking that music.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no worries. I won't play that again for another 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I feel very bad. Sally and Steve have asked if I actually attended the veggie cooking workshop. And no, I didn't. Oh, goodness. I forgot about it.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Yes. No, I would have gone to that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, if anyone did go, I'd love to hear from you. Tell us what happened, how it went down, because it would have been good. But anyway, thanks for the feedback, guys. That's amazing. Thanks. Made my night, it did. Anyway, yeah, that was a bit of Beyonce doing... yeah, how you can call that country, I don't know. She's just, like I said, whipped a bit of a cowboy hat on and...
There wasn't even any cowbell.
No, right. No, totally. Anyway, hey, I've got another thing to read out, which is about an open day that's happening at the Bowen Community Centre.
Oh.
So that's on the 12th of May from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. down in Gregory Street. And you can go there and see what happens down there, which is great because they do so much down there and it's all worthwhile. Well, more than worthwhile. It's
absolutely,
it's very, very good for our community. So you can go down and see what they do, meet all the friendly staff. There are going to be guided tours of the centre. There's going to be free tea, coffee and cake. That's enough of an excuse to go down there. The Lucky Door grocery hamper is also up for grabs. So how cool is that? And everyone's welcome. Experience the warm, inclusive space and see why they are the heart of the Bowen community. So great initiative, I think, because they do so much and I think it's really worthwhile for people to see exactly what happens down there. And it includes the Bowen Neighbourhood Centre, the Bowen Community Centre, Cowinda Family Centre and the op shop as well. So lots to see. It's very worthwhile. And that's on the 12th of May from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. down in Gregory Street. So make sure you go and have a visit.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
That was a big breath.
It was, because I was just checking the time. I have got Billy Gudgeon on the show at 6:30, so looking forward to catching up with him. But in the meantime, I'm sure you'll enjoy this a bit more, Sally and Steve. It's a bit of Charlie Pride, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. This is country music.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the
ceiling
if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh, my weakness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pine means you ain't gonna show.
Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind than rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
And many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing there alone, weeping my heart out for cold gray dawn, praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Crying hard to find you somewhere low, high on high on a mountain of love.
half a million people. Somewhere there's a church and a big tall steeple. Inside the church, guys, and all the filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and it should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams on above. High on a mountain of love. High on a mountain of love. High on a mountain of love. High on.
Take the ribbons from your hair. Shake it loose. Let it fall, laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Oh, come and lay down by my side, till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. So help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, and I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow out of sight. And it's so sad to be alone. So help me make it through the night. It's so sad to be alone. So help me make it through the night. I don't wanna be alone. So help me make it through the night.
Said me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good, Norwegian wood? She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the my time drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up.
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And that was a bit of Waylon Jennings with Willie Nelson, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And before that, Norwegian Woods. That was another Beatles song, actually, but Waylon Jennings version. Before that, a few Charlie Prides, Help Me Make It Through the Night, Mountain of Love, Is Anybody Going to San Antone, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. And I also threw in a quick request for Annette, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. Hope you enjoyed it, Annette. Okay, so as promised, I have got Billy Gudgeon on the phone with me, and we're going to have a quick chat about his new single, Bigger Days and Better Nights. Hey Billy, how are you?
Hello, good evening. I'm very, very well, thank you.
And welcome to Bowen. All our listeners are tuned in and ready to hear more about you.
What an incredible part of Australia up in Bowen. I love it.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. Hey, do you want to tell us a bit about your background and how you got started in country music?
Yeah, of course. I guess my parents split up when I was very young, and I was spending some time with my mum and my grandparents, and being very young, sort of humming away to the ABCs and whatnot on Sesame Street, and I guess they sort of thought that I was somewhat in tune, so they encouraged me to start doing a couple of the talent quests, and I got up on stage from the first talent quest at 6 years old, fell over. And everyone fell straight on my face, and everyone liked it and cheered, and I thought, well, that's it, that feels pretty good, so I've been chasing that high ever since.
So. Love it. Oh God, that is definitely a high, that one. So has it always been country music for you, or did you start off in another genre?
No, look, absolutely country. I grew up in a little town called Golgong in the Midwestern Tablelands of New South Wales, proper little tiny country town, and my family all have property. Dad was very much traditional country music, and I heard you listening off some of the artists I grew up listening to, Charlie Pride, Uncle Charlie there, and Waylon Jennings and all them, so very much so. But Mum remarried, and she married into a fella who loved his old school rock. So I literally grew up in that middle ground. So listening, going to my dad's place and hearing old school traditional country, and then heading over to Mum's and hearing a bit of Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty. So cool. Yeah, it's very much that. But look, I'm a country boy through and through.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a bit about this song that you've released, and what is it about? How did you what's the story behind it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a funny story. Bigger Days and Better Nights. That come off the back. I was playing in my town here in Casino, Northern New South Wales, and we just had a show, and a couple of girls come up after the show, and they'd had a couple of extra sauces on board, and they said, "Billy, we've been chasing Bigger Days and Better Nights. How good does that sound?" I thought, that does sound pretty damn good. So, yeah, that stuck with me. The next morning, I woke up thinking about it, Bigger Days and Better Nights, and I wrote the first chorus, and I wrote the first verse and threw that up on TikTok and sat on it for about 2 years, just didn't really know where to take it, and last year kind of rediscovered it and thought, there's some legs in this song, this is a good time, it's a bit of fun, and it's quite an innocent song about, you know, getting away from the hustle and bustle of the busy city life and getting back to your roots and slowing things down, which I think, you know, something the world could be doing right now, just switching off and slowing things down. So
yeah, absolutely, and I think where you live, you can do that where you live as well, can't you?
I'm currently at my drummer's place. We're doing a rehearsal, and it's I'm out here in the sticks, and it's nice and quiet. There's a few clouds drifting over. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it.
Very good. Yeah. Well, you can certainly do that in Bowen as well.
Yes. Yeah. Get I back love Bowen.
Yeah. Hey. So you were saying when I was chatting to you before, like you're not going to be touring anytime soon up here, but are you doing anything around your area?
We've got a couple of things popping up a little bit later in the year. My next big one is headed down to Finlay, which is right on the border of Victoria and New South Wales, to play at the Rice Strippers BNS Ball down there. So very much looking forward to that. Katie Jane and Brother Hollow are also on that bill. So much looking forward to playing down there. And then it'll be back to the normal swing of things. We've got a couple of local shows in Ballina, and we'll see what the world's got for us. I'm headed down to Monkerai as well for the another BNS ball down that way. So,
And do you go to the Tamworth Festival? Were you there this year?
Yeah. I swung in and did one show and then cleared out and went
very
straight.
Good.
We did Sunday afternoon in Tamworth and drove straight up to Queensland after the show and played another show the next day. So very hot, but I absolutely love Tamworth. We try and get down there as often as I can, and I've played some fantastic shows and met some brilliant people down there.
Oh, very good. And hey, Billy, do you have any other music out that people could listen to if they wanted to, like on?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got quite a few songs out on all your major streaming platforms, Spotify and Apple Music, and all of them.
Beautiful.
It's all there for you to go and have a listen to. And it's very, very diverse. We've got everything from traditional country to your country rock and a couple of ballads. Pretty well everything I've written myself. So it's a little bit of a journey through my own life that you can hear in music.
Great. I might have to go and investigate, look up some of your more traditional stuff.
I love it.
And include
Absolutely.
It on my show. That'd be cool.
I'd very much appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Now, would you like to intro your song, or we can get everyone to have a listen?
Absolutely. No worries at all. My name is Billy Gudgeon. This is my brand new single, Bigger Days and Better Nights.
Thanks, Billy. See ya.
Thank you very much.
She wants bigger days and better nights. Her appetite, sick of chasing that neon light. Brittany wants bigger days and better nights. Working boots and cowboy hats, the country life's calling Brittany back. Trading the club for a bonfire night, the black Mercedes for a 79. Wearing Gucci shirts, their hands never seen.
Brandy wants bigger days and better nights. The city life ain't her appetite. Sick of chasing that neon light. Brittany wants bigger days and better nights. Yeah, Brittany wants bigger days and better nights. The city life ain't her appetite. Sick of chasing that neon light. Brittany wants bigger days and better nights. Yeah, Brittany's done with neon lights.
Brittany wants bigger days and better nights.
She's going home in starry skies. Bigger days and better nights.
Brittany wants bigger days and better nights.
That's the life she's gonna find.
Waited for, forever. Now that we are one, clouds won't hide the sun. Blue sky.
As I love waking up next to you. You make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9.
And that's a bit of 12th of Never action there. They've all sung it, the 12th of Never. Yeah, everyone has their own.
It's a country standard, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It?
That was a bit of Tammy Wynette doing 12th of Never, the happiest girl in the whole USA. The Hawaiian Wedding Song and Something Stupid, which she sang with David Houston. And before that, Billy Gudgeon and his new song, Bigger Days, Better Nights. That was interesting.
How was that? He was well familiar with Bowen and
yeah.
knew the big man guy?
Yeah. That's the only thing they know about Bowen.
Contribution to Australian culture.
So, yeah, the big man guy.
Absolutely. And he was familiar with a couple of pubs where he had a few too many sherbets, he reckons.
Yeah, and... a guy that was, who was it? Judd?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a goldfish.
Yeah, so
it's already
gone out of my head too. Anyway, but thank you so much, Billy. What a great chat, and look forward to catching up with you again next time, and hopefully when you drop by in Bowen, when you start touring up north.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Willie T, I've come to the end of my show. Can you believe it? It's gone pretty quickly again, hasn't it?
But it has. Time yeah. flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. And you've got a great show coming up as well.
I've got a bottler of a show.
A bottler?
Yeah.
Honestly. There you go. Hey, I just wanted to thank everyone as well who did text in. Well, Annette, I hope you enjoyed your knock three times. And Sally and Steve, thank you for the feedback. I will not be playing Beyonce again for quite some time. That's for my own sanity as well, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I will catch you again next week, Bowen, for the Country Rocks. I was going to say the wrong show then. Country Rocks with Roxy next Wednesday. And Friday, if you're not doing anything between 10 and 12, why don't you join me for what's happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays. I'm going to be chatting to Steph this week. So, she's always got some great stuff to talk about. So she's got her finger on the pulse, Steph. And I've got some really exciting news. I will be having the mayor coming on my show every month now. On what's happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays. So, Mayor Rye Collins, I know, I'm going to have to really stop myself from calling him the Lord Mayor. Anyway, I nearly said it then, but just the Mayor. Anyway. All right, Bowen. That's
it. Finger on the pulse, Roxy.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I'm off. I'm going to put you in the capable hands of Willie T and At the Crossroads. And we'll catch you Friday or next Wednesday. All right, Bowen, see you later. Have fun and take care. See ya. This is a bit more Waylon Jennings, Suspicious Minds.
Cool.
See ya.
We're caught in the trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying?
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
Here we go again.
I never lied to you. Oh, no. Happy day.
95.1 Gem FM.